Today is the first day of the new school year for millions of students across Iraq. The Iraqi government had twice postponed the reopening of schools and universities, a reflection of the uncertainties and dangers facing students and teachers alike. But even as Iraqis struggle to provide basic supplies and security at their schools, some are focused on the larger question of redefining the role of education in an Iraq that is no longer dominated by a centralized authoritarian regime. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
At a conference at Baghdad University last week, Higher Education Minister Taher al-Bakkah said a year and a half after Iraq's universities and colleges were pillaged by looters, higher education here is at a crossroads, ready to begin a new phase, free from the oppression of the Saddam Hussein regime.
After decades of central domination, in which the government interfered in everything, to the point that the universities lost even the most basic authority, it is our duty to put forward a new strategy for higher education.
Al-Bakkah said universities must be a haven for independent thought and study, and he was particularly worried about political or religious movements organizing on campus.
The universities have to be the homes of scientific thought and a base for freedom and tolerance. Therefore, we have to stop the party gatherings and the political struggles, whatever the source may be.
Lofty goals, but some professors wonder if they'll be realized. They much prefer this minister to his predecessor, who worked for the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council. Ziad al-Razak Aswad was described as an Islamist who refused to shake hands with women and who tried to oust the popular president of Baghdad University. The former American advisor to the ministry, John Agresto, is a prominent conservative who failed to win most of his battles with Washington for funding to rebuild Iraq's looted schools. Agresto described himself to the Washington Post in June as a neoconservative who's been mugged by reality. There's also the pressure of more urgent priorities. Bakkah says some 36 university professors have been killed and others have fled the country after being kidnapped or threatened. Outside the conference, Dr. Hussein Abdulmajid, a 60-year veteran of the Iraqi education system, says the killings and kidnappings are having a crippling effect.
God willing, these kidnappers will listen to us and release those whose only guilt is to be a scientist. The Prophet says the scientists are the inheritors of the prophets.
Students have their own fears. For those who don't live in Baghdad, education became more complicated when officials found some of their dorms occupied by squatters who moved into abandoned buildings after the war. Neither U.S. nor Iraqi forces have dislodged the squatters, and officials scrambled to find alternative housing off campus. 21-year-old engineering student Haider Riyad from the southern city of Ad-Diwaniyah says it will be hard to focus on his courses this year.
If my dorm is outside the university, how can I be sure I'll get here? 8 months coming and going. A car bomb might kill me, or a roadside bomb, or anything. How can I study if I'm worried about my survival?
A few of Iraq's 4 million elementary and secondary students are on hand as well. During a break in the conference, they pass the time with a game of soccer. They speak matter-of-factly about the problems they face: a rocket found in a classroom in Sadr City, a bus driver who abandoned them on the road when a U.S. military convoy appeared. 14-year-old Wissam Hassan says being a student means living in fear.
Sometimes I'm afraid when I see someone with a weapon. One of my friends was kidnapped. His father has money. We're all afraid of being kidnapped.
These boys were brought to the university to sing for the guests, and their young voices provided a momentary uplift for the audience. Learn, learn so you can see, they sang. Knowledge is the light in our life. Analysts both here and in the U.S. say if students like these have access to a free and independent higher education, some of them will become critical resources in building a new Iraqi civil society. But they warn that without adequate resources and constant attention, universities could just as easily become breeding grounds for radical Islamist elements bent on taking the country in a very different direction. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.